All right, 5:21 back at the Roadhouse on the Shore. Brian Neal with Dave Terstig. Thanks for tuning in on a beautiful Friday night. 65 degrees and about perfect out there. So hopefully you're out with your radio on the porch and just enjoying yourself in the great outdoors. And we're about to enjoy ourselves with some great live music and conversation with Peter Mayer, who is back up the shore. He's appearing at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts tomorrow night. And lucky for us, he's live on the Roadhouse now. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Peter Mayer.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here, be on the North Shore. It's just great to be here. You know, music is a bonus for me, but I just love being in your part of the country. So,
well, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back as well. We you know, checked the archives. It looks like you're up a couple years ago, 2015,
yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yep.
And did a little piece with Will Moore on the Scenic Route. We were kind of peeking in on that interview to get us some ideas for this
one. Yeah, remember who I am exactly.
Yeah. And you played the Arrowhead Center for the Arts as well in 2015.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So great venue and hosted
Beautiful.
By the North Shore Music Association. So tomorrow
yep.
night. And we're so lucky to have you here tonight. As you do have quite an impressive bio, Peter. You've been around.
Well, I guess you're doing it long enough. You got something to show for it, you know.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm very grateful to still be doing it after all these years. And yeah, so yeah. I'm glad you find it impressive.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I don't, but you know, that we'll talk about that in my therapy session.
Ah, yes.
After
well,
the show.
We like the fact that you're not just a musician, but you're a family man and an inspiration, a spiritual man. And so we'll get into all that and we could maybe let the cat out of the bag and let folks know that we've got a special guest along, don't we?
Yes, my daughter, Luciana Erica Mayer, I call her Lou or Lucy, is here in the studio. She's 7 years old and going into second grade, and I'm thrilled to have you here, Lucy.
All right, we are too. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Lucy.
You can talk into the mic. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
You're on live radio. Have you got anything fun to say, Lucy? What have you been up to?
What have you been doing? We've been staying in a hotel thanks to the North Shore Music Association. That was a wonderful gift that we have. 4 nights. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we do today?
Went hiking.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some dinner. Had
mm-hmm.
some lunch, rather, at the Angry Trout.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you been up to the North Shore before, Lucy?
No.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yes. Thanks.
Beautiful.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
We like it too.
Yeah.
Welcome to town. Welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Peter, let's get some tunes going before we get away from things. And you just take us wherever you want to go.
Okay. Do a little sound check here.
Yes.
Sorry about the rattle. Here, hold on. I'm just going to do a little technical thing. I can tell you while I'm doing this that I've been working on an album for a long time, and it's finally coming out this fall. And this song is thanks Brian. This song is one of the songs that's going to be on that album. And I thought I was addressing a rattle by changing my chord around, but I might just have a friend rattle here. Oh wait, I'm going to retune here.
No problem, Peter. I'll let folks know what you happen to be having a very special guitar in front of me. Is that carbon fiber?
Yes, this is a carbon fiber guitar. It's a Rain Song is the brand.
Wow.
And
I can't say I've ever seen such a thing.
Oh, really?
Never.
Well, it's a very practical thing. It's not particularly expensive. You'd be surprised at, you know, I think I paid $1,800 for this, which, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not very expensive either as guitars go. So, you know, gee whiz, it never changes with the seasons. The humidity doesn't change the way it plays, which often guitarists struggle with.
Yeah.
And it's very roadworthy, and you don't really have to worry about it. You can leave it in your car at 30 below.
Wow.
or 100 above.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really care.
State of the art.
Yeah.
Is it the sound different? Does it influence the sound?
You know, the sound of this guitar, I didn't particularly like the sound when I bought it, but I did some weird things because it's a rather brittle sound, I feel, at least this make of guitar. But I tried to sort of kill some of the overtones of the guitar, and I actually did strange things, like put little rubber strips inside, both on the bottom of the top and also on the back of the guitar. And it really, now it sounds quite normal and warm. It sounds more acoustic to me, more like a regular acoustic guitar. But it took me a little while fiddling around to get that sound. But now I really like it. I record with it and everything now. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's state of the art to look at.
It's fun. You can see
a mountain bike or something.
Yeah, doesn't it? Like, you can see the fibers in there.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so let me play a song. This is a new song off of the new album. I was born the son of storms, brother of the sea. There are shards of ancient stars inside my hands and feet. Old mountains know me. Old stones can tell my story. And wolf and loon, the sun and moon, call me family. And roads have shod me so I cannot feel the earth. City's hum steals me from the cradle of my birth. Creeds loudly spoken tell me earth is not my home, till I'm cut off and all but lost in this modern world. Come back, murmur the trees. Come back, whisper the blades of grass along the path. They say, come back. Down upon the ground beneath the countless stars, send me wind upon my skin and rivers through my heart. Great powers around me, help me feel you and help me see that urban dreams and their machines cannot keep us apart. Come back, calls out the ocean. Come back, murmur the trees. Come back, whisper the blades of grass along the path. They say, come back.
Peter Mayer, live in the Roadhouse. Beautiful, beautiful song. Yeah, off the new album, you mentioned the Third Street?
No, this is an album that's not out yet. It's coming out this fall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the title?
I think it's going to be called Catching Rain. It's not really, it's not printed yet or anything, so sure. I'm still sort of in the process of that. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the older albums.
Yeah. So that's my last one right there.
Third Street.
Third Street, and then the one before that is called Heaven Below. Yeah.
Nice. And this is Stillwater, I take it, on the Third Street?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's where we live. That's where my wife is from. So
beautiful winter shot there.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy, I just got to ask you what it's like having such a great musician for a dad. You were sort of singing along there a little bit, weren't you?
Yeah.
Is it? Does he? I bet sings great lullabies.
Sometimes.
He's going to now.
Right.
He's caught online in the air.
You know that song, don't you? Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, Lucy will come downstairs and where my studio is and listen to what I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I see these albums are out on Blue Boat. Is that your own?
Blue Boat is, that's my own little. Yeah, I've been self-produced, self-financed for many years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it. Yeah.
And a little nautical theme to that song. Are you a boater?
Not as much as I used to be. I spent a lot of time on a kayak years ago, but not as much these days. But, nature and water and all that stuff is real kind of... I write a lot about sort of our relationship with nature.
Sure.
Sure.
And you do North Shore nature, I'm sure, when you're up here. Do you guys went hiking today? Where'd you go?
Yeah, we went hiking. Well, it was just up out on the Artist Point there. It was more of a little walk exploration. It was our first day here, so I'm hoping to get
fun
maybe out on in a park tomorrow.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Nice. Well, we're ready for more music. It's just about 20 minutes or so. We'll have you out of here by 6, but
okay. We
got plenty of time.
Okay, so I got to ask you this. I feel like my guitar is really present, but not this.
I can adjust your mics. Yeah, I can get you more vocal.
Can you get maybe more vocal, maybe a little bit, draw out the high end a little bit more?
It sounds
a little
bit.
Yeah, okay, yep. Thanks. Hey, yeah, okay. This is an older song, called Holy Now. When I was a boy, each week, Sunday we would go to church, pay attention to the priest. He would read the holy word, consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything is holy now. When I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad, miracles don't happen still. Now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything's a miracle. Why? From water is not so small, but an even better magic trick is that anything is here at all. So, the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. When holy water was rare at best, it barely wet my fingertips, but
Now I have to hold my breath like I'm swimming in a sea of it. Used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. Read questioning child's face. Say it's not a testament, that'd be very hard to say. See, see another new morning come. Say it's not a sacrament, tell you that it can't be done. This morning outside I stood, saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush, singing like a scripture verse. It made me want to bow my head. I remember when church let out, how things have changed since then. Everything is holy now. Used to be a world half there, heaven's second rate hand me down, but I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Natural. Inspiring. Peter Mayer.
Yeah, thank you.
Who finds inspiration in nature and religion.
Yeah, well, yeah, I grew up Catholic. I was in seminary for a while, you know, so I was a theology major in college. I don't identify as Christian anymore, but I'm in constant conversation with that, and I continue to be interested in religion and sort of the way that human beings make meaning and sense of the world. And so, yeah. Yeah, that's about all I can say about that. But I'm ever interested in sort of the religious conversation and the conversation about meaning, as I mentioned.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. And contemporary folk music, I think, plays really well with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's certainly been a good vehicle to sort of work out some of these things. And I'm continuing. You know, I'm privileged to be in a position where, gee, you write a song and you get a chance to play it for at least some folks. And a lot of these songs, of course, just because I'm the writer, a lot of these songs kind of delve into some of those things. But, you know, the older I get, the less I know. I realize the less I know. So I don't know if there's any answers in there for a listener, but anyway, there's... Yeah. Some interesting thoughts, hopefully. So
wisdom, indeed. And it looks like you've done extensive touring over the years, right? You've sort of done the coast-to-coast thing?
Yes. Well, my life nowadays looks like I'll go out for a day or two, a show or two, rather, and I'll often fly. You know, I'll go somewhere and then come home, and then I have to be parenting because my wife goes off to work, and I have to be there for the kids. So my quote-unquote touring is really just one or two shows at a time. Oftentimes I play at churches, you know, progressive sort of churches. Unitarian Universalist churches is oftentimes where I land. That's how I identify myself as a UU, as they call themselves. And So there's a lot of churches and folk music venues along the way that I play.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the
That's
Arts.
That's right, yeah.
Familiar Forum. You were there a couple of years ago.
I was there, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, and then many years before that. Not many times, but many years before that. I remember last time I came here, I think we all figured it had been maybe 15 years since the last time I played up here. So I was thrilled, delighted to come back. And to come back again, but I've been sort of, you know, slinking around the North Shore, playing in various venues for a long time. Yeah.
Well, so. Tomorrow night's the night. 7:30 is the time in the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, Peter Mayer Show, hosted by the North Shore Music Association. So more information there on their site, NorthShoreMusicAssociation.com. Tickets available now or at the box office, I'm sure. And 7:30 right. is the mm-hmm. start time tomorrow night. For Peter Mayer Live. Do you always go alone on the performances, Peter? Have you
yeah.
collaborated?
I mean, I have collaborated, but it's much more affordable mm-hmm. to be able to travel by myself. It's one of the reasons I think I'm still able to do this for a living is because I don't have to hire a band and manage that. It's a, as anybody knows, even to have one other person traveling with me, you're sharing mm-hmm. you know, revenues and all that stuff. So it helps me to be a solo guy. And I feel like it's a craft, if you will, the craft of doing a performance solo that I've lived into and really enjoy kind of the challenges and the dimensions of that. It's beautiful, intimate thing, and which suits me well, because if you have only a few people, you can still have a really meaningful time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kind of what we're having now.
Yeah, there you go.
In studio, and of course, this is great to get it out live to our listeners, and we're ready for more music, if you are.
You bet. I'm doing everything in the same tuning. It's nice for radio that way. Didn't quite get that high string there. Got a tune on the fly. You can say that you stand apart, put a fence around your yard. You can build a tall rampart, guard it with a gun. You can dig yourself a moat, burn the bridge, burn the boat. It won't matter that much, you know, 'cause all the world is one. All the world is one. You can march in a big parade every Independence Day. You can raise up your own flag, sing your own anthem. It'll ring out in the air with the other anthems there. To the winds of the earth declare, all the world is one. All the world is one. Go and ask Buddha when he's sitting under the tree. Go ask Walt Whitman when he's looking out at the sea. Ask Alan Shepard when he's standing up on the moon, staring at that pearl of blue. Asking Adam in the breath you take, ask the water by the riverbank, ask a strand of DNA, it's written in your blood. One life running in your veins, one light from one big bang. You can't try and separate it, but all the world is one. All the world one. Go and ask Buddha when he's sitting under the tree. Ask Annie Dillard when she's up on Tinker Creek. Ask Alan Shepard when he's standing up on the moon, staring at that pearl of blue.
You can take an outbound train, try to make a getaway. You can ride off like John Wayne into the setting sun. But earthlings don't leave town, they just go round and round till they figure out all the world is one. All the world is one, all the world is one.
Yes, Peter Mayer, All the World is One, the first track off your album, Heaven Below.
Right, yeah.
And a jumpy little number.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you're slick on those strings, my man.
Yeah, thank you.
Super. I bet you got strong fingernails and a few calluses there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we guitarists, we try to take care of our fingernails. It's very important.
Yeah.
And one of the first dates I tell people, one of the first dates that I had with mom, with my wife. I'm talking to my daughter, Lucy, over here. I broke a fingernail. We were bowling, and I broke my thumbnail, and I was very upset.
Ooh, I can imagine.
And I'm glad that she's still with me after that, you know, because you'd think that that would have been a deal breaker for Beth, but she stayed with me. Thank you, Beth. And so, sometimes that happens. You break a nail, and it does make it difficult to play. If you're a finger style guitar player, you know.
Yeah, it's not something you just glue back on. I suppose it takes a month to get it all back.
Yeah, you know, some people do acrylic nails. You know what? I think this is a very unimportant tangent from our conversation.
That's why we're here.
But I will say, I will announce to the world that I do believe guitarists discovered acrylic as a material for salon nails, because long before there were nails in the salons, acrylic nails, I was wearing acrylic nails, and so were other guitar players. Wow. And then all of a sudden, it showed up in the salons, and I thought, gee, I can go get like a beauty product now that's acrylic nails, because before that, I bought it at the dentist.
Wow.
It was a dental product. And so, for whatever that's worth, for whatever kind of contribution that is to the world that musicians have made, there you go.
Oh, and that definitely satisfies my learn something new every day mantra.
That's why I'm here.
That's great. Peter Mayer with the backstory on acrylic nails.
Yeah.
So you've been playing quite a while then.
I have been playing. I'm 54 now. Played as a teenager, so how does that work? That's 40 years. That's 40 years, yeah.
That was a good time to grow up, though, for folk singers.
Yeah, the 60s and 70s for me. Yeah. That was my school of songwriting, and I still consider that my main influence are those guys on the radio back then.
Yeah.
And, so it was a good time to listen to music. Every time is a good time to listen to music. You just have to find it. I mean, thanks to you all here at the radio station, you're putting, you know, folk music out there. I think sometimes you have to dig for the artists, but they're all out there. There's amazing music there. But the outlets aren't always there. Like, they're not so tidy like they were back in the 60s. So you just turn on the radio, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no, we got that eclectic mix, and the Thirsty Boot folk show on Thursday nights is a fan favorite. So
wonderful. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, and great live music on the Roadhouse is another staple, and we couldn't do it without the musicians coming in, so it's very symbiotic. And Peter Mayer, very special musical guest tonight with his daughter Lucy sitting in.
My daughter Lou.
Up for the first time on the North Shore and made it out to Artist Point today and saw some big waves, I bet, huh? The wind came up.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Did you see any boats out there?
Yeah.
Were they getting little waves over the bow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were bigger. It was a calm lake this morning, but boy, it sure kicked up there.
Yeah, it's the power of Superior.
Yeah.
And Lucy, did you check the water temperature?
Yeah.
And?
It's freezing.
18.
Oh, no. It is a little chilly, but we're actually enjoying it. It's you know, like 55 or something. So
yeah, but you're not going swimming in it.
We,
Lucy, you didn't go swimming in it, did you? Good. Thank you.
Jump out, jump in. That's our big thing right now. Tomorrow.
And that's only so that you can say that you did it. Yeah. You know, some testosterone refreshing. Thing.
No, it's refreshing. I recommend it.
I just say I did it, but I don't actually do it. That's just handier for me. You know, just to, then you get the credit, but then you don't have to actually do it. That's called a lie, Lucy. Yeah. I'm not going to condone that.
No, just jump in. All right, so Peter Mayer, time for a couple more songs.
Yeah, well, okay. So I'm going to try to tune.
Hey, perfect. I got a few cards to read. So you
okay, just, do that.
What you got to do, and I'll let listeners know that WTIP is supported in part by our listener members and by North Shore Health, providing emergency lab testing 24/7 through the ER and routine testing Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 for upcoming doctor appointments. More information is available at nshorehospital.com or by phone at 387-3040. And support for WTIP comes in part from The Walleye, Thunder Bay and the region's monthly arts, culture, and entertainment publication that provides in-depth cultural reporting about the diverse people, events, and things that help shape our communities. Available at local haunts like shops, coffee houses, restaurants, clubs, and more. Digital editions, stories, and video are online at thewalleye.ca.
And WTIP is supported by Bluefin Bay on Lake Superior in Tofty, providing lakeside accommodations offering guests direct views of the lake and the tradition of North Shore hospitality. Bluefin Bay on Lake Superior was one of the very first supporters of local radio for the North Shore. That means this station. And it's provided support is provided by Visit Cook County, providing tourism marketing with information about the area's lodging, dining, retail, and events, including music events. Available on Facebook, Twitter, and their comprehensive website, visitcookcounty.com.
Well, and we've got a music event tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, the one and only Peter Mayer.
Yeah, okay, well, listen, I'm sitting here with my daughter, Lucy, and I've never had my family in something like this, so it means a lot to me to have you here, Lou. And so I thought I'd try to sing Lucy's favorite song. But it's been a little while, Lou, so I'm just gonna, you know, find my way through it here. But this is a song I wrote when Lucy was only 2 months old. And one of the best things I think about being a dad is when you have a little baby and you have an opportunity to have them fall asleep on your chest when you're laying down. And I remember you, Lucy, when you were a tiny little baby. And what a feeling that was to have you sleeping right there. And so that's what inspired this song. It's in a completely different tuning. That's why it's a little tricky to get to. I hope it's in tune good enough.
We'll let Lucy be the judge.
Yeah, good enough for folk music, as they say, I guess. But okay, all right. So I gotta just review the fingerings. Okay. Okay, I'm nervous now that Lou's here, you know? It's a lot of pressure.
Get it right, Dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Driving off to see our oldest girl to school, and then to run the errands on our list of things to do, with lullabies and pacifiers, I am staying home. and watching little Lucy, who is only 2 months old. She starts right into crying and won't let me put her down. So I hold her as we do our little dance around the house. But soon my aching back's complaining with my weary arms. So I have to lay down on the couch, and there upon my heart she sleeps. She sleeps. She sleeps. Is 10 tiny fingers resting on my chest. Stillness is her 2 small cheeks and every single breath. I know somewhere our troubles, cares that somewhere armies march. But I never would believe it now, while here upon my heart she sleeps. She sleeps. She sleeps. My 101 things to be done today are put on hold. I am watching little Lucy, who is only 2 months old.
Beautiful. Beautiful, yeah. Peter.
Thanks for inspiring that, Lou.
What did you think of that, Lucy?
It was good.
Yeah, it was. That's really good, Peter.
Yeah, thank you. It was a special moment for me to have you here, Lucy. It's really sweet. Thanks for having us both in.
Yeah. It's our pleasure, Peter. Thank you. And you are appearing live tomorrow night at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. 7:30 show.
Excited to be there.
Check out NorthShoreMusicAssociation.com for more information and tickets. Thanks so much, Peter. And Lucy?
Thanks for having us.
Any parting words of wisdom, Lucy? Anything you want to say? Shout out to Mom. Mm-hmm. They usually say, hi, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.